Welcome everybody, Shia number 1404. We're learning today with the Nishmas Moshe Deliv Bemirbar and Zisel. The Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lurifur Shalem Elchanan Chaim Ben Miriam Zelda. Getting back to the halachas of Hachana L'chol. Okay, so just to talk a minute about the dishwashers, the person wants to, they need the room, right? Person needs the counter space, and or they need the sink, whatever the case might be. So they want to put the dishes into the dishwasher. Now, so in a case in time, we're talking about plain and simple, in a case in time where the dishwasher is off, everything is off, there's no question of electric, no question of beeping lights, sounds, or something like that. So just to go to put everything into the dishwasher is fine, but there are a few guidelines to follow. First of all, there's a question problem of boirer meaning separating items, right? If you have a mixture of items, one is not allowed to separate unless they want to take the good from the bad and use it right away. So obviously you're not using it right away. Elamai, what do you want to put it away? So let's say you have in the sink, right? All the dishes are all, they're all mixed up. So what do you want to do? You want to start separating. You have the small plates and the big plates and the forks and the knives and everything. So to go to separate that is not allowed. You have a mixture and separating two different types, that is not allowed to be done. Now, if somebody just takes it right off the table, they'll say, well, I'll just take off the table the plates and go to the garbage and, you know, knock off the dirt, whatever the case is, which is would be okay. That's okay. I take, let's say, the dinner plates, right, the main dish plates. I take off one at a time. I knock off the dirt into the garbage can, and then I just go simply put it into the dishwasher. Instead of putting it into the sink, I put it into the dishwasher. So that Ramosha brings down, the Dirsha brings down from the Chubas from Ramosha, is no problem at all. So that's basically the story. But just to keep in mind, if there is a mixture, there's a bunch of forks, knives, spoons, or whatever, let's say even on the table, and they're all mixed up, so to go separate that into separate compartments is not allowed. Alts the Isser of Boirer. And the same thing, like we said, big plates, small plates, different type of plates, if they're all piled up, all mixed up, and you want to start separate, that also is not allowed, Alts Boirer. So that's one issue. The other issue is, Rav Moshe brings down this from quote and so on, but they all explain that so if I take it off the table, let's say the dinner plate, right, a main dish plate, and I just go to I knock off the dirt and I put it right into the dishwasher. So there's no chiyuv for me to put it into the wrong place. I could put it into the right place, whatever. I open the dishwasher, I put it in the slot, whatever the slot is. Now, the only problem is, let's say somebody puts stuff into the dishwasher, right? They put the plates in and everything, but now somebody else looks at the dishwasher and they say, hey, wait a second, they're all in the wrong compartment. In other words, the main dish plates are in the fish plates slot, right? And the soup plates are in the main dish slot, and somebody plates are in the wrong slot where it's supposed to be when it gets washed after Shabbos, right? So to go and rearrange it, that would be already a problem. That is the Isser of Hachana. Why are you rearranging? So that it could wash the right way after Shabbos. So that, for sure, one would not be allowed to do. L'chayru, we could say over there, there's no Isser of Boira because they're really separated. Each plate might be, L'chayru would be separated, but Alz Hachana, the preparation for Shabbos, to go rearranging the plates that are already in the dishwasher into its proper slot, that is not allowed to be done, because obviously the person is preparing so that right after Shabbos is done, they would be allowed to, you know, they just put on the dishwasher and it gets moving and they're good to go. They don't have to start rearranging anything. So that's allowed to be done. But again, if you take it right off the table and you put it into the slot, you don't bedafka have to put it into the wrong slot. You put it in the dishwasher, wherever it goes, in the front, the back, wherever you put it in, you put it. It's no different than putting it into the sink. That should make a difference. Now, the same thing would apply, person that's on the counter, right? Three or four plates over there, and again, nothing's mixed up. It's just, you need the space, and I have nowhere to put anything, right? So again, the same thing, just to go and put it into the dishwasher. Obviously, like we said, it's off, no lights, everything is not working. Dishwasher's off, obviously, no electric. So to go take the plates off the counter, that would also be allowed to be done, and just open the dishwasher, put it all straight in. Now, as far as taking off the dirt beforehand, obviously when you take it off the table, there's usually dirt on it, there's pieces of leftover schmutz, food, whatever. So one would be allowed to just scrape it off. You go scrape it off, go over to the garbage, right? The person goes over to the garbage with the fork or whatever, either bang it off or they scrape it off the plate. So that is fine. That's not considered hachana l'chol because there's no, it's a regular standard way of a commonplace activity, like we've spoken about in the past from the Sefer Lamed Tesmel Lachis, that the person, before they put it even in the sink, before they put it in the dishwasher, before you put it anywhere, when you take it off the table, person goes over to the garbage, right, with the whatever, fork or knife or whatever, and knocks off all the excess dirt that's on top of the plate into the garbage, and then they will put it into the sink, or in this case they will put it into the dishwasher after they take off the dirt, so that would all be fine. Same thing would be if somebody's, let's say, sitting at the table, so they want to get up and they want to put their knife and fork into the dishwasher, let's say, for example, or even into the sink, and you look at your knife and you see a piece of meat, the piece of dirty meat stuck to the knife. So you're allowed to, you know, you give a little scrape against the plate just to knock off that little piece of meat, that little piece of extra schmutz or whatever it is that's on it, or if it could be on the fork or whatever. So that would also be fine because, this is, again, there's no chiv to go put all the extra schmutz, the extra garbage that's on the knife or on the fork or the spoon or whatever the case is, whether it's into the sink or into the dishwasher. So just give it a quick bang or quick rub on the plate, thereby knocking off the extra schmutz, as they say, extra stuff that's attached to the knife, would be okay. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, Baruch, Kol Tov.